Florence Foster is a Manchester woman who has lived in Dundee for many years. She's now in sheltered accommodation, but previously was renting from a private landlord. Together with her friend Doreen, she recalls what the place was like.
When you first went in, it was a long hallway, and the bedroom was on the right when you went in. That was just a small bedroom. There was a built-in wardrobe, which was absolutely green with mould. I put my clothes in it, not knowing. I had to throw them out. They were all stinking and green with mould. That's when I found out how damp it was.
The main heating was in the living room, which was an electric fire, a two-bar electric fire.
Three bar.
I couldn't
put three
but,
bars.
No, you couldn't. She wouldn't run three bars. But, I mean, I know when I was up, you felt the coldness through your feet. You did.
I think if you'd had three fires in there, you still wouldn't have got that bedroom dry. I was getting bad colds and that, you know. I was in my bed for a fortnight at a time, wasn't I? And then that last time, I wouldn't have cared, but I got a needle every year for the flu, and I took secondary flu, they call it. Just about killed me. I went down to the landlord and asked them to do something, and they told me to open the windows. And I said, you are joking, it's freezing. I said, plus I'm on the ground floor, I'd be robbed. I was in a bad place up there. I said, could I get those whirly things, you know, the whirly things in the window? Oh, no, she says, we couldn't do that. This was the receptionist, I couldn't get past her. Plus my kitchen window, they put a new window in when they renovated the place. And they'd been as well leaving it out. Mm-hmm. It was freezing. The draft that was coming through was nobody's business.
Angela Yee at Age Concern Scotland has also come across situations like this.
It's quite difficult to improve conditions in the private rented sector because it's not regulated. There should be some kind of regulation where houses that become unfit to live in, landlords shouldn't be allowed to let them out. We also believe landlords should often, you know, should be encouraged to join in ways of improving houses and be helped. Sometimes when you work with landlords and offer them grants, what the result is an improvement in people's quality of life and an improvement in the housing stock. So we're not keen on the local authority attitude we often come across that we shouldn't be giving any financial help to landlords. If they're offering a service and going to offer a service that's needed, then they're entitled to help as well. Older people in general have lower or static incomes than other groups in the population, and we have identified over the years that many older people live in the poorest housing conditions that there are in Scotland, particularly older homeowners. The older you become as an older homeowner, the more likely your house is to be needing quite significant repairs. And also in the private rented sector, which has, proportionally anyway, the worst housing conditions in the country. The older you become as an older homeowner, the more likely your house is to be needing quite significant repairs.
Under the government's Home Energy Efficiency Scheme, called Warm Deal in Scotland, grants of up to £500 are available to people who qualify. And as a consequence of the Home Energy Conservation Act, or HECA, all local authorities are required to have an energy efficiency strategy for their housing stock. But so far, councils have not been legally required to fulfil these strategies.
Good afternoon. That's me to pay my account.
1 week?
Yes, please.
Just check.
At Hamilton in the Clyde Valley, pensioner Elizabeth Belk is a homeowner. She's taking part in a trial scheme run by Scottish Power and EGA, the organisation that has UK government funding to spend on energy efficiency projects. Under the Warm Deal, she's been able to get insulation work done at her home.
After it was done, I mean, it was funny. You could get into the rooms, and different times you'd get in, you'd swear blind that there was a heater on, but it was the heat coming through the loft down that you felt. Some days, it depends, I think, which way the wind's blowing, right, you know. But different days you have actually switched your heating off because it was too warm. I've put it down to the lowest bit. The heat, with the doors being shut, the heat off the storage heater just hits it. You get in the kitchenette, and it's only a wee storage heater, but it's with the kitchenette being so wee, you feel the heat everywhere you're going. My grandson will say if he'd been out late and he comes in, and the central heat has clicked on. He'll say, Nana, do you need to make this house like a steamy? But it's not, it's just the heat. The house is holding the heat. And that's just how it is.
Hello, Mrs. Belk, how are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Here for my monthly visit again.
Right.
Scottish Power, in the shape of Colin Gibson, worked out a weekly payment regime for Mrs. Belk. She now pays £15 a week through summer and winter, and during the trial period, to check that she doesn't go over this limit, he comes to read the meter each month.
Yes.
I'll just go and read the meter now, if you don't mind, and we'll...
Carry on.
As part of the scheme, she also received a benefits health check from EGA. When her local DSS told her that she wasn't entitled to any more benefits, Mrs. Belk turned to EGA for advice.
Right, I says, that's fine, I'll just notify EGA. You say I'm not entitled to it. So I phoned them up on a free phone number and I said to them who I was and said, yes, how could you help me? And I said to them, remember you told me that I was entitled to it? Yes. I says, well, the DSS say I'm not entitled to it. Just give me a minute to check it again. She read over everything that I told her, how much I had, how much my husband had, my mobility. And she says, I'll get this checked out by my boss. I'll phone you back. She says, well, no, thing, hold up the lines. I'll phone you back. She phoned me back in an hour and a half. And she says, Mrs. Belk, my boss still says you're entitled to this money. I'll tell you what, she says, I'll put it in the post tonight. I'll work it all out for them, exactly what you're entitled to. EGA had worked it out that I was entitled to income support with my pension to pay my mortgage, which I was not getting. And if it hadn't been for them, I would never have received this extra money because I would never have known about it. And my pension went up. The DSS had to put it up from £39 to £51.